Two dead whales have washed up on Unalaska's shores in the past week, a fin whale and a juvenile humpback. And while local biologists hope to determine the cause of deaths of both whales because of COVID-19, they likely won't be able to. KUCB's Hope McKenney has more.
There's the little humpback whale. It's floating right off the shore.
Unalaska typically sees about one dead whale wash up on its shores every year, according to Melissa Good, Alaska Sea Grant's marine advisory agent on the island. And when that happens, a team of biologists often perform a necropsy, or animal autopsy, on the whales to determine the cause of their death. But when both a fin whale and a juvenile humpback washed up on the island's shores in the past week, Good says they were unable to do the necropsy because COVID-19 prevented a large enough team from coming together to perform the task. Good says it takes a large team of individuals to do a whale necropsy, especially on a fin whale, which is the second largest mammal in the world.
So we weren't able to do a full necropsy. I was able to take a tissue sample, and that was skin and blubber, and we'll be able to look at the skin and get DNA work off of that. The blubber you can get some toxins from. So we'll have a small bit of information on this whale.
Good says they were looking for signs of human interaction with both whales, but didn't see any fishing lines wrapped around them or obvious signs of any scarring or cut marks due to an entanglement.
We could have missed something because we couldn't see the whole body, but there wasn't really anything obvious right up front. And that certainly doesn't eliminate other human interactions like vessel strikes or anything like that. So we just weren't able to get that close of a picture of it.
Although they chose not to in these cases, the Kowalungan tribe often harvests meat and blubber from whales that wash up on shore, which Good says could have provided a great opportunity to get samples to see if paralytic shellfish poisoning or other toxins were a factor in the whale's death.
After that, we could have gone in with a very small team and possibly gotten some samples as well that could have been telling. I would have been really interested in fecal samples or urine or stomach to look at if PSP was an issue in this case. That would have been, you know, some information we would have looked for and sought after. But we just didn't have that opportunity.
Last month, Alaska state and local health officials started warning of dangerously high levels of toxins in shellfish after a person died of paralytic shellfish poisoning from mussels and snails in Unalaska. And larger mammals could be affected as well. Good says she would have some concerns with people harvesting these two whales for subsistence because they don't know when or how they died. And she says because they were unable to perform a necropsy, they probably never will. But Good says it was a missed opportunity. She says while a dead humpback generally washes ashore once a year, she hasn't seen a dead fin whale since she took her position with Alaska Sea Grant 6 years ago. Although Unalaska is within their natural range, she says fin whales tend to stay offshore and don't generally come into the bay.
Outside of COVID area, we could have flown in a team, you know, that is a very experienced veterinarian team that would really help us get down and make sure we're collecting the right samples. And I know there's a lot of willing people here in the community that will step in and help out with the necropsies. The Kowalungan tribe would certainly step in and help with a necropsy. And so we have the people here that can do it. And so it was definitely a missed opportunity. But no matter what we do, human safety is always the number one priority.
The state pathologist says they will process the samples from the two dead whales to confirm things like species and sex, but that they will likely be unable to determine cause of death without a necropsy. In Unalaska, I'm Hope McKenney.